You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Last week was Waitangi Day, with over 35,000 people visiting the Waitangi grounds on the day. Politicians from the major parties were amongst those in attendance, with Labor and the Greens both using the day as an opportunity to promote their campaigns for the Māori electorates. The Fast Track Approvals Panel has turned down a bid from Trans-Tasman Resources to mine the Taranaki seabed. Greenpeace called the decision a massive win for people power and the ocean. And Labor's Camilla Balich has lodged a joint members bill with National MP Greg Fleming to combat modern slavery. The bill will make it mandatory for businesses to publicly report on identifying and addressing modern slavery in their supply chains. It will also make modern slavery a recognised priority area for the Human Rights Commission and change New Zealand's legal definitions of modern slavery to better align with international standards. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I asked MP Shannon Halbert about all of these topics. I started by asking what Waitangi Week was like for the Labour Party this year.
I always loved going north that time of year. It was through the Labour Party, actually, that I ever got to experience Waitangi. I'm from down in the Hawke's Bay. And so to go up there, celebrate the occasion, to hear the messages, the kōrero, the theatre, and see a bunch of whānau out enjoying and celebrating who we are as Aotearoa New Zealand, I think is quite a special thing.
Labour used Waitangi to promote your upcoming campaigns for the Māori electorates. Why are these seats important to Labour?
I think it's always important to have a voice for Māori. We've seen a lot of challenges over the last 2.5 years under this government where Māori have been attacked. We've seen the removal of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. We've seen attacks on the Treaty of Waitangi. And so it's important that that voice is really strongly within our democratic system, that groups of Māori are represented. And I'm really excited about the calibre of candidates that are wanting to stand for Labour to put our best foot forward to win those seats back.
What are your thoughts on the Māori electorate candidates put forward so far by Te Pāti Māori and the Greens? Will they be a challenge?
I think it's quite exciting that a number of Māori have put their hands up. We will be campaigning because I believe that Labour can achieve the best outcomes for Māori and particularly for generations to come. This is a serious election. We've gone backwards in so many respects. The government has promised to improve the economy and provide some respite for our whānau out there on the cost of living, but that hasn't happened. And so it needs a government with empathy, with action, and somebody who's actually going to get something done for the little people, the people on the ground, working people and people that need support. This government has been incredibly focused on landlords and tobacco companies.
And more specifically, what can we expect from Labor's campaign in Tāmaki Makaurau?
Labor's going through its selection process in Tāmaki Makaurau at the moment. That will be a few weeks. That's an opportunity for our nominees to get out to members to demonstrate to them that they are the best person to represent Labor and to be considered in the seat of Tāmaki Makaurau. So, you know, Tāmaki is very different to the other Māori seats. It's urban Māori. It's people that generally have less connection to their iwi and hapu. And, you know, that's largely impacted by some of the challenges of the cost of living in Auckland. And, you know, when I think of our young people in Tāmaki Makaurau, we have the highest number of young people not engaged in education, training and employment. So, you know, those are the types of issues that will come out as a part of that campaign.
And shifting topics, what is your response to the Fast Track panel declining a bid to mine the Taranaki seabed?
Oh, I think it's an excellent decision. You know, what I've seen is from the panel is very sensible, that they heard the concerns that were outlined there. And, you know, the fast track process has been about putting profit over people. And we've always stood strongly against that. So to see that outcome offers a bit of hope. It gives me confidence that the panel are making the right decisions, because most of all in there, our concerns have always been about the lack of protections for our taiao, our environment, and the ability to remove Te Tiriti o Waitangi obligations and partnership with Māori and some of the decisions that are being made.
Nearly 60,000 people signed a Greenpeace petition to ban seabed mining completely. Is this something Labor would support?
Well, Labor does support some mining, but we need to ensure that the right protections are put in place. You know, we need to make sure that our environment is cared for now, so that in the future it is able to provide for future generations for our tamariki mokapuna. And so this is where the current government, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, is really out of balance. He's out of step and out of touch with actually how do we ensure that we're protecting our future and not prioritising large companies, those that are wealthy, and not our country as a whole.
And I want to ask, why have Labor and National launched a joint members bill on modern slavery?
I think it's great work that's been done by Camilla Balich and Greg Fleming, because this is a concern that I remember coming up a good 10 years ago, and there was a lot of work done while we were in government back in, I think it was about five years ago. But we know that modern slavery does happen, and by putting this piece of work in place, it means that we will have consensus and the votes across the House for it to go through. It will be prioritised. And it gives the Human Rights Commission a formal role to play in this, and means that we'll have a register in place where companies, and large companies in particular, will have to register if there is an interest or a conflict with modern slavery issues in New Zealand.
How much difference could this bill make?
There's a lot of work to be done to protect workers' rights, and modern slavery is one of those. This is quite a narrow piece of work at this stage, but I hope that from here it really moves into a much broader program of work that future governments will continue.
That was Labor's Shannon Halbert on this year's Waitangi Day, seabed mining in Taranaki, and Labor and National's joint modern slavery members bill.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.